And here you are. And you know why you are here, don't you? Yes. You're here, listening to my words. Because you need to experience an embarrassing diaper change. Yes, whether you decided it or whether someone decided it for you, you're here because you need to experience an embarrassing diaper change. And it may be that this is your first time getting an embarrassing diaper change, and you may find the experience of your first embarrassing diaper change to be very intense. Or it may be that you've gotten one before, and you can easily recall how you felt and where you were when you got all those other embarrassing diaper changes. You may even be able to recall stories you have heard or read, or depictions you have seen, of such a thing happening to someone else who is kept in diapers like yourself. Yes, regardless of where or how you've experienced and imagined embarrassing diaper changes, I'm sure you can imagine a situation where you may find yourself in need of a change. And it would be very easy to imagine something like that happening to you in a similar circumstance, as you daydream in a nice deep trance, a nice deep sleep, and follow along with my words. Go ahead and think about where that might be and what you might be doing when you find yourself in need of a change. You can imagine the place you are in. Notice how much light there is, how big the space is, how public or private. Notice how many people are around, and notice any smells or sounds that are particular to where you are. And as you continue to notice those things, a picture begins to fall into place of just where you are, wherever your mind takes you as you listen to my words. Go ahead and tell me where that is. Very good. Very good. Yes, I'd like you to imagine right now you are there with Daddy, and notice who else is with you. Might be your friends, your hero, your crush, or all of the above. Who else is around aside from you and Daddy right now, That's right. I'll bet you've been having so much fun with everyone. Playing or relaxing, watching something or talking, or even just listening. Yes, listening and following along can be lots of fun as well. Until suddenly somebody notices you need a diaper change. Do you notice first? Does Daddy notice before you? Or maybe the people you are with? How are you going to hide it? It's got to be so embarrassing to realize you forgot about your diapers. And now, everyone's going to know. Especially you know who. And you know who I mean. It's so embarrassing to think about them finding out. If you can't hide your little mishap, you're going to have an embarrassing diaper change. Uh-oh, you can't hide it, can you? Whenever you move, you can hear and feel that thick diaper crinkling. How does that feel, knowing that you're in diapers right now? Knowing that they're all going to know. Uh-oh. Looks like more people are beginning to notice. And you can try to deny it, but your diaper is just so obvious. It bulges out so much. It's so loud. Yes, you are very aware of the obvious diaper around your waist. And the most embarrassing part of it is, that means everyone else already knows. Yes, that's right, silly diaper butt. Everybody already knows, and they aren't even acting surprised that you'd need a change. Everybody expects you to be in diapers, crinkle butt. What else would you be in? In a moment, I'm going to bring you up just a little bit from your trance. And then I'll bring you right back down into trance again, as deeper, deeper than you were before. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Waking up just a little bit. And counting down into a deep sleep. 3, 2, 1. Deep sleep. Back down into trance again. Nice and deep. Nice and relaxed. Being comforted about your diapers, knowing that what's coming next is going to be even more embarrassing. You're going to get a diaper change. That's right, you're going to get a diaper change. It's okay, sweetie. You're being good when you're in your diapers. Don't worry, sweetie, no one's surprised. It happens. It happens all the time. But no matter how many times this happens, it's still just as embarrassing, isn't it? Yes, it is. If you don't calm down and let your caretaker change you, you're going to be punished in front of everyone. You don't want that, do you? Are you going to be good? You're not going to have a tantrum in front of everyone, are you? It's too embarrassing. Don't worry. Everyone knows what we say when little ones get fussy. Yes, they can just say, it's time to be little. It's time to be little. It's time to be little. Yes, you start to think and behave little when you hear the phrase, it's time to be little. And every time you hear, it's time to be little, you feel a little bit littler, like a little baby, and a little less adult. Yes, you start to think and behave little when you hear the phrase, it's time to be little, repeated by a grown-up. And compared to you, everyone's a grown-up, aren't they? Yes, they are. Good. Now let's get those clothes off you. And get you changed. No. Nobody's going to laugh, honey. They'd be laughing if it happened to a grown-up. But you aren't one, are you? This is just normal for you. You belong in diapers. And you'll get changed whenever and wherever it's needed. Sorry, kiddo. After all, when you need a change, you need a change. And grown-ups like Daddy certainly aren't going to leave you in your diaper just because you get a little blushy about what needs to be done. Maybe your comfort object will help you calm down. You can go ahead and grab the nearest comfort object if you have one. Or, you can even just suck your thumb. How embarrassing would that be? But it'll help you calm down, won't it? Go ahead and do whatever you need to calm down now. There we go. Now it's time to take off your clothes till you have nothing below the waist but your diaper. Out in the open. For all to see. And there we go. There we go. Now just lay back, honey. The grown-ups will take care of the rest. No, you can't have those clothes back. You need a change. Don't worry. No one's going to make fun of you. They all know about your situation. Now just lie back. Don't make me give them your bottle. Okay. I guess I'll have no choice. Here, can somebody feed a little one this bottle while I change them? You can? Oh, good. Here. Don't forget to support the little one's head. That's it. Just like that. Yeah. That looks like it's working on them. Aw, there we go. Enjoy your nummy papa. So good. Aw, I think the little one is extra embarrassed now. They're so cute when they're blushy and helpless like that. It's okay. The bottle will distract them while I do what needs to be done. Okay, here we go. There's the first tape. The second. Tape 3. And tape 4. Pulling the diaper down. There we go. Oops, looks like they're still going in their diaper. That sometimes happens when the air hits their diaper area. It's okay. The diaper will catch it. We'll just wait till they're finished. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. See, this is why you need to be in diapers, kiddo. Oh, I know. You're so embarrassed, but it can't be helped. You have no control down there. No, you don't. There we go. Could somebody hand me a wipe? Thank you. Oh, there's so many people helping me with your diaper change. This is awesome. Well, maybe not for you. Okay, there we go. Sorry, little one. The wipes may be a little cold. Just keep on drinking that, Baba. There's a good little one. It'll be all over in no time. It's clearly time for you to start wearing thicker diapers. Alright, can somebody grab me a nice thick one? Okay, I'm going to count to 3, and when I do, you're going to come up just a little bit, just enough to be barely awake, and then I'll count back down, and you'll return to trance as deep or deeper than you were before. On the count of 3, coming up now, 1, 2, 3, barely awake now, and back down in 3, 2, 1, 0, deep sleep. Nice deep trance. There we go. Nice and deep. Nice and deep. And you can notice that you are now being wiped clean once more, and the diaper is being removed. And I'd like you to notice that fresh, thick diaper that's being prepared. How it looks. How it sounds. Yes, and how it feels as it's finally slid under your bum. That's right. That's right. All that soft, thick padding. There we go. Oh, can someone hand me something from the bag to protect baby's skin? Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. And it smells so nice, too. Yes. Let's get that all over the little one's diaper area. There we go. All protected. And you can feel that diaper being pulled up snug between your legs. Feeling so good. So comfy. Now let's tape them up nice and snug. 1, 2, 3, 4. And check the leg guards. What's that? Oh, you want to help check the little one's diaper for babysitter practice? Well, sure. Go right ahead. Aw, oh, don't blush, little one. Just lay back and let us take care of it. There we go. All right. Good to go. Looks like they're nice and secure now. Aw, oh, I'll bet that feels so much better. I bet it feels really nice and comforting to be in fresh, dry padding. Oh, don't worry, little one. Everybody knows that they have to look out for you and make sure you're well taken care of. And now they know just how to do it, too. And for the next few hours, or whatever amount of time your caretaker is allotted, you can allow yourself to believe and be very aware of the fact that you are being kept in diapers. Because the grown-ups say you need them. Yes, and the more often you listen to my words, the stronger this effect can become. And that fact feels so good and so embarrassing.